Well, hallelujah, Christ is risen. Now, I want to start this morning and go someplace in this message. Perhaps, well, we usually don't start when we think of Easter, but I want to go to grief. Now, that may seem odd when, after all, it is Easter. We've been in Lent and sunken darkness all along now, PK. Let's shout with joy. We want some Easter hope. You may be thinking, bear with me. But I want to suggest that it is such will come, starting first with grief. Bill, could you down me a bit? Real, human, painful grief. Now, some might be asking, where is it that you find this grief? Well, let us not forget the whole Easter promise began with the disciples and followers of Jesus seeing him handed over, tried, convicted, though falsely, which only added to their grief. Then they witnessed them nailing him to a cross, him hanging there, crucified, and eventually dying. Oh, there was surely plenty of grief. In our gospel from John today, we see Mary Magdalene in grief. She stood there weeping outside the tomb. She bent over to look in the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at his head and the other at his feet. And he said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." We can picture it, can't we? Mary, distraught. Distraught enough to the reality of seeing Jesus die on a cross, knowing and witnessing the suffering he did, the great pains of death on a cross. Knowing, too, that his body was laying in that tomb which she now stands outside of and weeps. But I hope we can also see in this very real, very human display of sadness, tears, painful grief, is in fact our own painful tears flowing, stomach hurting, heart aching grief that comes to us who love someone as Mary loved her Lord, who has left us, died, been taken away from our arms. That is a grief that comes to us all. It is life. And none of us who dare to love another, deeply love another, can avoid such grief. It comes. And the truth of the matter is that up until that moment, when Mary was there on that first morning, death indeed was grief, period. Dark, without hope. Death was dark, cold, empty grief. Yet what happens in the rest of the story is what allows us on this day to shout with joy and rejoice, "He is risen." Now, oftentimes, at times of loss, I've shared with so many of you now over these past 10 Easters that as much as we long to hold on to our loved ones in our arms, one more time, Jesus' arms take over. When our arms let go, Christ's arms take over. When we release our loved ones, God's love in Jesus Christ takes over. And that's Easter. That's the promise. So then the rest of the story. When she said this, she turned around and now saw Jesus standing there, But she didn't quite know that it was Jesus. Jesus tends to her grief straight away. "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Now, she thought he was a gardener. Now, that's not too hard to believe, really, when we think about how he'd been lying in a dark, dusty, cold tomb for a fair amount of time right now. She pleads, crying, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've laid him so I will take him." Then Jesus does to Mary what is done to us in our baptism, calls her by her name, Mary. She turns and calls him teacher, and she longs to run to him and throw her arms around him. But he says to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father." We, you and I, often desire to hold on to our loved ones as Mary desired to hold on to Jesus. And holding on to Jesus in faith is what we do. We cannot hold on to our loved ones, yet what we do is what we've come to appreciate. And Mary that day and to all the world on the very first Easter. "Go to my brothers and to your Father and to my God and your God. There is Easter joy. He is risen." Now, just as Jesus calls Mary's name, he calls yours, he calls mine, he calls all of us in faith because of Easter. Fulfillment of scriptures. Because of this day, death is not dark, empty, and cold, eternal despair. No. Through our grief, we are able to find resurrection promise and joy. Easter. That he is risen. So we, as followers of this Jesus who will call us by our name, as in the promise of our baptism, are to do as did the first preacher, a woman, by the way, to turn to our brothers and sisters, our loved ones, perhaps ones you do not even know, and to share the experience that we have at Easter. "I've seen the Lord. I have seen the Lord. For he is risen. And in that Easter promise, life lived out daily, we truly come to find joy, resurrection joy, that is offered only to those who follow Mary and call out Jesus' name. So we go forth, embracing one another in love and sharing as did Mary. "I've seen the Lord. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Amen."